Oh man, this week in the cabin, we are loaded. We've got Great Alaskan and Master Chef Lizzie Hartman joining us this week. Another episode of Fuck My Life. Maria, the serial sneezer. Ways to get out of jury duty. Stupid answers to ridiculous questions. Pooping in public. And another edition of There, I Said It, all this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
All right, now, I have made no secret of it. I hate karaoke. I hate karaoke bars. Now, if it was all professional singers singing them, I'd be all in. But the problem, they're not. They're usually crap. They're usually horrible singers. Karaoke night, you get one good singer for every, like, four that get up there. And they ruin all your favorite music. Well, some of it. All right, there's a question that'll get a million different answers. What's the best karaoke song? Somebody picked some on TikTok or I don't know, somewhere. It says, Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson, Respect by Aretha, Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners, and Island in the Sun by Weezer. Really? Finally, It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. But only if you've memorized it, he says. If you nail it, it'll crush. If not, it'll flop. Yeah, there's nothing worse than somebody not getting through that. Really? No Sweet Caroline? No Piano Man? No Living on a Prayer? Come on. But here's something to show just how subjective the list is. Last fall, Billboard ranked like 100 of the best ones. And none of the ones we mentioned even made the top 10. They gave the top spot to Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Really? That's the best karaoke song of all time. I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys, I Will Survive. Okay, Bohemian Rhapsody, all right. I mean, Since You've Been Gone on the Billboard list was 12. Sweet Caroline was 26. Are you kidding me? Ba, ba, ba. Heck, they do karaoke night at the baseball games. Bars do that even without karaoke. But then there's, of course, the bad. There are certain things I wouldn't want to hear. You know, it'd be a bad karaoke song. Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven about his son dying. Boy, that would bring down the room, wouldn't it? How about Dude Looks Like a Lady? Or that damn song from Frozen. And if you got up there and sang the Macarena, I'm throwing my drink at your face, right? I mean, it's going to be at your face. A theme from Jaws, that one would suck. Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. That would just be stupid. Oh, how about the Burger King Have It Your Way theme? You know, the one that eats at your soul. R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts. There's another. I Touch Myself. Especially if your grandma's in the crowd. Rush's National Anthem would probably be a bad choice. And any dumb Black Eyed Peas song, you know. So basically every Black Eyed Peas song. Hope your day's going well, also. And I know once in a while, this is a goofy show, but we do like to educate. Let's talk science. Bam! Yes, it's time for your nerd news. What do you say? Let's get to the headlines. In the nerd news, we got atomic x-rays, wooden satellites, moody spiders. Researchers in Ohio and Illinois captured an x-ray image of a single atom for the first time. Now, this is apparently a very big deal. They say being able to see the specific makeup of a single atom could lead to major medical breakthroughs. That's pretty good, right? Bam! Have you ever said, I knew it wouldn't last after you hear somebody broke up? A study found you probably weren't really that confident. We just tend to think we saw it coming because of something called hindsight bias. That's what that was. Hindsight bias. Bam! In creepy crawly news, study found the world's deadliest spider can tweak its venom. So it could be super deadly or just kind of deadly, depending on what kind of mood the spider is in. Oh, great. Bam! Study revealed what King Tut's face looked like when he ruled Egypt 3,300 years ago. Pretty good looking dude, no lie. Pretty good looking dude. Bam! In space news, Japan might launch a wooden satellite. A recent test found wood actually holds up pretty well in the vacuum of space. And the first live stream from Mars happened. The European Space Agency set their Mars orbiter to beam back live pictures every 50 seconds. So there's a bit of a lag. Well, you know. Takes an average of 12 and a half minutes for light to get here from Mars. A little farther away in its orbit right now. So, okay. So we can see pictures. And of course we get them, and Mars had its eyes closed. Remember, Mars, hold the camera up high for a selfie. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your nerd news.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
It's always cool to have somebody special, a local that does stuff really cool. And we've had a lot of cool locals on the show and the podcast. My man Charlie, who, of course, illustrates for The Simpsons. My man John Button, who's the bass player for The Who from right here in Fairbanks. We can go on with all the great Alaskans doing cool stuff. And I got another one. Local Lizzie Hartman is with us. Hi, Lizzie. How are you?
Hi. I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here.
This is so exciting. Now, if you recognize the voice or the face, Lizzie, of course, you're going to get to see her on TV tonight. One of my favorite shows, Master Chef, United Tastes of America. It's on tonight at 7.
Yes, on the local Fox station.
Right, and you are on this. You have been competing with Gordon Ramsay.
Yes,
you
sure have
been cooking with Gordon Ramsay.
And you know what? He smells so good.
Wait, what?
Gordon Ramsay smells amazing. It's like iconic.
Really?
Yeah.
He does. I would just imagine he smells like a kitchen.
No, he's got this really epic cologne that he's known for.
Really?
Yes.
Did you find out what it is?
He told us. I don't remember. Oh. I was too in awe of the moment.
It's Gordon Ramsay.
It was Gordon Ramsay.
And not only that, but he smells delicious.
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, now I don't know if I can ever watch the show the same. I don't know if I can. Now, you've been competing on this.
Yes, I have been.
How many rounds?
Well, there's so much you don't see on the television.
No.
So when I was here in Fairbanks, I was sending in video after video. They'd come at me with a new video, and I sent in probably close to 40 different videos to them.
No kidding.
Before I went to L.A. And when I went to L.A., I wasn't even sure that I'd be on the show. It was to audition yet again.
Wow. So it's like American Idol. They can see a video, but that doesn't mean you're on. Then you got to go there and do it again.
Exactly.
And you got in. You made the rounds. You've made the cuts.
I've made the cut to audition for the apron, so we're going to have to see if I get the apron
or not.
That
is tonight.
Yes.
We get to see if you get the apron. Now, we can't give anything away. I don't even know, because I know I know how these shows work, and you're not allowed to say anything. Let's see. Competing for the coveted white apron on behalf of the West region.
Yes.
All right. The home cooks will face a multitude of cooking trials, including a state fair challenge.
Yes.
A series of iconic mystery box challenges. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like Chopped,
yes.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
Cooking a meal at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
And the fan favorite tag team event where they must create a Michelin star quality 3-course meal. Now, the prize money for this thing is 250,000 clams. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
And James Beard Award nominee Susan, is it Feininger?
Finninger? Yeah.
Guest judge?
Yes. I got to meet her. She is a dream.
Now,
oh my goodness.
Is she one of, she guest judges on Chopped, does she not? Hasn't she been on there?
I believe she has, yeah.
Because they bring in, you know, Martha Stewart, all kinds of people.
Yeah.
So this is really exciting. Now, 7 o'clock, everybody can watch it.
Yes.
But you guys have a viewing event going, a little watch party at Venue down on 2nd Avenue.
Yes, correct.
Which incidentally serves alcohol now, boys and girls. This is X-Rock, so we gotta make sure they know there's booze involved. Although it's either booze or weed, or these people just don't go out. They just don't go out. All right, so that is happening tonight. And now, Let's see if you go on, what happens?
If I move on, then I compete against 20 contestants and we see who's standing alone at the end.
Oh my goodness. So don't miss it. It's tonight. Master Chef, United Tastes of America. It's on Fox. It's on 7 o'clock. Or you can go down and join the watch party at 7 o'clock at Venue. This is so exciting. So glad to have you here. What is your favorite thing to make?
My favorite thing to make? French macarons are my favorite thing to cook
really?
Ever. Yes.
Why is that?
I'm really good at it, and they're really hard to make.
Now, did you train anywhere for? Where did you train for your chef work?
Yes, I got my certificate in baking and culinary up at the university, CTC, with Chef
right
Sean.
Here.
Chef
Lou. Yes,
oh, yeah.
With
right
Chef
here.
Sean. Oh, how fantastic! What a great, this is a nice little feather in the cap for a CTC.
Yes, my audition dish is very Chef Sean inspired. So.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Can't wait tonight. Good luck, Lizzie Hartman on TV tonight, Master Chef. Don't miss it at 7 o'clock. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Here's one for you. Do you remember last fall here in the cabin on the radio show and on the podcast, we had the governor of Alaska in? Mike Dunleavy, the dude's like 6'9". Have you ever seen him? He's a mountain of a man. Good guy. Just won re-election. And I debated him. We had a debate right here. An old-fashioned debate. Now, it was a different kind of debate. All right, the debate was over, is cereal a soup? He said no, I said yes. Find a soup. It's a broth or something that's got stuff in it. Only 11% agreed with me, though, in the poll. Now, there's a national poll. Is cereal soup? Only 11% said yes. And they had a whole bunch of ridiculous questions like that. Can you smell air? 68% said yes. 32% said no. You can smell stuff in the air, but not air itself. Now, the exact definition of air is a mixture of invisible, odorless, tasteless gases that surround the air. Is tea just dirty water? 18% say, yeah, pretty much. No, it's not. I love a good tea. Dirty water. Couldn't you say about anything? Couldn't you call whiskey dirty or coffee? You could do that anything. Another one. Is Santa having elves ethical? That's assuming, of course, they get room and board, but no actual money. We're split on that one. 53% say yeah, 47% say no. I say no, because they're not being held against their will. And so far, if you look back, elves make stuff. That's what they do, whether it's cookies, whether it's toys, whether it's shoes. That's what elves do. They make stuff. And I don't see anywhere it says they're not being paid. They all seem pretty happy whenever I see them, right? Ever seen a sad elf besides the one that wanted to be a dentist? No. Is a smoothie really just baby food for adults? 17% said yeah. All right. Well, if I'm going to say cereal's a soup, I would have to say anything that's blended and pureed could be considered baby food. Does pizza taste better in a square or a circle? 25% think square pizza is better. Are you talking about taste or just accessibility and ease of eating? Because that's kind of stupid. I fold my slice anyway, so. But those are ridiculous, but yeah, all right. There could be dumber questions you could ask. Are Dalmatians a cross between a Labrador and a QR code? Is straightening my teeth considered being homophobic? Do carrots hate us for eating their babies? What do you call it when a ghost ghosts you? If a rabbit's foot's so lucky, why didn't the rabbit avoid getting it cut off in the first place? Is a ukulele just a little guitar for Kevin Hart? How does Baby Gap stay in business when babies can't even buy stuff? And if sandpaper's made of sand, what the hell is toilet paper made of? Okay, well, we're well into summer, but I know you may have had a rough work day or work week. Things didn't go well. So I think now would be a good time to maybe get a laugh or feel better about ourselves at the expense of others. Yep, it's time for
Fuck My Life.
All right, let's take a look at some of these. And I thank you all for sending these in. You guys are brave souls. And as usual, we mention no names. The first one today, my son told his teacher that she had a nice rack. He's 4.
Fuck my life.
Today, my dad turned up drunk. Problem was, he was at an intervention for my brother's drug addiction.
Fuck my life.
Today I went shopping first thing in the morning to avoid the crowd. Having recently had surgery on my knee, I used an electric scooter to shop. Scooter died in the middle of the store. No one was around to help me. I sat there for 30 minutes.
Fuck my life.
Today my ex-mother-in-law stupidly made an offhanded comment, so I got all three of my kids' DNA tested. Guess what? Not one of them is mine. When I think of the thousands I spent in child support, I'll never get back. And now my own mother thinks I'm an a-hole for refusing to pay any longer.
Fuck my life.
Took my regular dump today like clockwork. Same time every single day. Unfortunately, that time is midnight.
Fuck my life.
Thought I saw a woodchuck far out in my yard. Wanted to take a cool picture. So I slowly crept closer and closer. I spent half an hour sneaking up on a log.
Fuck my life.
My son texted me that he couldn't find his phone. What? How? What? And I actually went to help him go look for it.
Fuck my life.
And finally, my mom called me by the wrong name today. And guess what? It isn't the first time. It wouldn't be so bad, except I'm her only child.
Fuck my life.
Now, tell me, you gotta feel better now, right?
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Go out, you cheap ass. See, I can say things like cheap ass because I'm a middle-aged white guy. So we can still just complain and bitch because it's just adorable now, you know? It's just adorable. But with that said, there are times I need to get stuff off my chest. With a little segment I call There, I Said It. For instance, genuinely, nothing better in life than manage to get a seed or something similar out from between your teeth when you've been struggling on it all day. That's a good feeling. Also, it's not a random act of kindness if you film it and then post it on your social media. No, you know what that is? That's performative self-obsession. That's all that is. You know that, right? If you want to volunteer at the food bank, volunteer at the food bank. I don't need to see you volunteering at the food bank. That's not what it's about. Oh, here's one for you. Nobody actually likes Peeps, fruitcake, or candy corn. Because if they did, we'd be eating them all year long and not just on a holiday. There, I said it. It's almost as if it's a law that if you listen to NPR, you must drive a Subaru with a coexist bumper sticker. There, I said it. On the other hand, you know what you won't see? A big rig with coexist sticker and truck nuts. Never going to see that combination. There, I said it. Avoid any man with the phases of the moon on his watch. Only a werewolf needs that information. I'm a product of the times I grew up in. Yeah, you know what that is, old dude? That's code for I'm too bigoted and lazy to listen and learn something new. There, I said it. If you don't look back at your younger self and think, I was a bit of an idiot, chances are, today, you're still a massive idiot. Here's what, I'm fed up with supermarkets changing the layouts. Suddenly, I can't find anything. You know what? You start the layout on opening day, and it should stay that way forever. You know, if you're stapling a banana to a wall and calling it art, you cannot bitch about art created by AI. There, I said it. And finally, hey, Hollywood, you know, of course, that changing the ethnicity or gender of a character in your show or movie doesn't make it a new program. No, it just means you're out of ideas and you're using the whole woke thing to cover it up. There, I said it. I know we're all grown-ups now. And it's funny, on the internet, so many people believe some of the wildest things that are on the internet. Man, they just, people are so gullible. It's frightening. I mean, it's like they're children. Now, remember when we were kids, there was a lot of stuff we believed as kids that just wasn't true. And we felt like idiots when we found it out. They came up with a list of things. That cats are girls and dogs are boys. We're talking when you were very little, right? Yeah, cats were girls, dogs were boys. And the whole don't drink and drive thing when we're real little thought we it meant all drinks. Kool-Aid didn't matter. Coffee. Mom, don't drink and drive. Remember when you were really, really young, you swore that the songs on the radio were being played live every time, and you'd wonder, like, in the morning, did they just get out of bed and do that? That chocolate milk came from brown cows. Shut up. You did. When you were 5, you did. Maybe 4. Oh, remember this one? If you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon could grow inside your stomach. It's like the chewing gum that it'll take 7 years. That doesn't. Turning the inside of your car lights on was illegal when driving? As was ripping off that tag on a mattress. You're going to federal prison. You know that. That if it was raining where I was, it was raining everywhere in the world. I remember one person said, my grandma told me the rumble strips on the side of the road were there to help blind people maintain their lane. I believed her till I was 10. Oh, we believed a lot of stuff when we were kids. Come on, let's just start with the fat man coming down our chimney and a rabbit hiding eggs. I mean, come on. I mean, I think when we were kids, I speak for all of us, when we thought quicksand was going to be a much bigger deal. Well, we always have these interesting stories, and I love to bring lovely Maria, my wife, into it. Hi, Em. How are you?
I'm all right. How you be?
I'd be fine. So here's something, and this is right up your alley in a way. It's a fun topic. It talks about, it asks, are you a multiple sneezer? All right.
Hold on.
The poll on YouGov just did nationwide, and most people are multiple sneezers. Only 26% say they sneeze once, and that's me. I'll have a rogue sneeze out of nowhere, and it'll be once. Occasionally twice, double sneezing was actually the most common answer at 38%. Some of us don't stop there. 22% usually sneeze 3 times, 3% 4, and 4% say they sneeze 5 times or more. So you are in that category because you have a daily sneeze attack of 7.
That's exactly right.
Why is it 7? I don't know that. I don't understand that. But you always sneeze, and they're big sneezes. They come from deep.
Oh, yeah. I usually leave the room.
Yeah, it gets loud. And then, you know, my thing is I always say bless you after the first one. And then I just like hopeful. And you know that means for all the others too. So.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing when someone goes, bless you.
Well, you're the one that says, excuse me, between every time. You always, achoo! Oh, excuse me. Achoo! Oh, excuse me. So you're very polite as well. But if you're going to say, excuse me, somebody's going to say, bless you. That's just how it works. If you don't say, excuse me, maybe they won't. Let me see. They ask, do you use a tissue to sneeze into, your elbow or your hands or nothing?
I get the tissue after the first one, but usually they come unannounced. So, I mean, my arm.
Yeah, that's the number one answer. Some people just sneeze into the air. I do. If I'm alone in the yard or something, or in the cabin, yeah, I'll just let it fly. It's not bothering anybody. But if I'm around people, I'll always use my elbow. All right.
Right.
Here's a strategy. If you have to sneeze but can't, here's a strategy to try. 28% said staring at a bright light can make them sneeze. There you go. So
really?
So if you've got a sneeze coming and it's not helping and you're not getting it out, just stare into the light. Stare into the light. And then you'll sneeze. I don't know if it'll make you sneeze 7 times like you do, but you know, anything to wake up the neighbors.
Yeah, no. And I'm sorry. I don't believe staring in the light would stop anything.
No, it doesn't stop it. That's if you have to sneeze but can't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that doesn't happen to me, so.
No, you have no problem sneezing. All right, there you go. Maria, I'll let you go get a tissue and we'll get out of here.
Good, because I think I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, are you? Is it coming? Can we be here live for it?
No, goodbye.
Is it coming now? You got to sneeze, don't you? Stare into the light. Stare into the light. Well, yay me. Got a summons in the mail for jury duty. Now, I'm one of those people that I actually like. I like the process. I like being part of it. I don't know, it depends on if, as long as it doesn't take me away. I don't want to be in one of those big ones that takes me out for, you know, like a week. But like a couple days, I kind of like the process. I don't mind it. Lovely Maria loves being on a jury. And the thing is, it's like she's never chosen. She gets so upset. And then she finally will, you know, oh, your batch is coming up. Make sure to call in. She calls every day and she's all upset because she doesn't make it through. You know, oh, I'm sorry, you won't be needed. So, And then there's the rest of us that just don't want to. I mean, if you're on trial, keep in mind, you're being judged by a jury, they say, of your peers. But you're really being judged by a group of people that weren't smart enough to get out of jury duty is what it is. It's simple to get out of jury duty. It really, and not, sure, you could do something stupid, get arrested, or just, get, how about you give your honest opinion about minorities, Jews, and women? Boom, you're off the hook. That'd be so easy. Refer to the judge as senior freeballing. Oh, you could spend your downtime in the courtroom while you're waiting, knitting a swastika? That'll probably get you free. Simply explain that serving on a jury would mean there'd be nobody at home to care for your sex dolls. They won't take you. Or just simply ask the judge, hey, judge, when do I get to yell, you can't handle the truth? Once you're seated for a jury questioning, just start passing around your little flask of Jack Daniels. Or simply wear a t-shirt that says Team Weinstein. Ask the defense attorney if he's working pro boner. Tell the judge how much that gavel she has looks just like your crack pipe. All right, whenever the judge asks for order, just go, yeah, two burgers, small fries, and just go around slapping five. Here's the best way, though. If you want to get out of jury duty, what are we kidding? Just be yourself. I know you people. They're not going to take you. They want sane people. Come on.
The X-Rock Morning Show. Morning Show. From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
So are you hungry? Well, you damn well better be. You know, I didn't cook all day and bust my ass in this kitchen for nothing. Sorry about that. Actually, I'll be straight up with you. I didn't cook anything. Not a thing. I just thought maybe it'd be a good intro into our foodie roundup. Yeah! Foodie roundup time. Here we go. Let's take a look at the headlines in food. Pizza chain in New Zealand offering a new payment option. Buy now, pay when you die. All right, it's a stunt, but they actually are letting a select number of people take a pizza now if they promise to add it in their will. Yeah. It's called Hell Pizza. That's the name of the place. I'm not kidding. And the promotion is called Afterlife Pay. It's not open to everyone. You need to be local. They're accepting 666 applicants. Uh-huh. Of course they are. And if you do it, you're promising that you will write what you owe into your will. It isn't 100% serious. It's a lighthearted stunt. But it's a pretty good one. Try out some. Here's the thing. If Hell Pizza doesn't have good pizza, I ain't eating it anyway. And they're all going to hell. There's a lot to look forward to as summer rolls in. Sun, spending time outside, barbecues, being aware of people around you, making sure you're showering, I guess. 71% of people in a survey said certain food tastes better in the summer, particularly watermelon, ice cream, and lemonade. Well, yeah, because it's hot out. Watermelon is not that refreshing in mid-January, 20 below zero. It's just not. Especially with grilling and eating outdoors, they say that adds something to it. 40% of people love eating outdoors whenever possible. Those people don't live where there's mosquitoes. And they say there's less bothered by eating messy foods in the summer. All right, talk about living on the edge. What's the most dangerous thing you've done this week? For some people, it may have been cliff diving or into shark-infested waters, right? 90-year-old woman in a wheelchair from you know, fighting off drug lords. But for others, it may have been simply eating raw cookie dough. The CDC has been ramping up its warnings about consuming raw cookie dough because of salmonella dangers of raw eggs. But in a recent poll, 55% of Americans still think, oh, it's okay to eat that. Let them. It's called thinning out the herd, people. We are okay with that. Totally okay with that option. Woman won a cheese rolling race despite being knocked unconscious. The Cooper Hills cheese rolling and wake. That's what went down. Cheese rolling. It's in England. People raced down a very steep 200-yard hill chasing a wheel of cheese. 19-year-old Canadian Delaney won the race despite falling and being knocked unconscious on her way down and rolling across the finish line. Chipotle gave out free burritos, and they're giving them every time a player hits a three-pointer in the NBA. That's pretty good, right? Nothing wrong with that. Elsewhere in your foodie news. Well, we got, wedding hack. Woman saved the leftovers from her sister's wedding and froze them and served them at her wedding 8 months later. I wonder if she told anybody about that decision. Anyone? Probably not. 14-leg crustacean. It's being served in Taipei's hottest new menu. I don't know what it is, but it's creepy. That's really creepy. 14-leg crustacean? Ew. Finally, fire department in trouble. They served up a phallic meatloaf in front of some that were 16. I'll let your mind wander on that, what a phallic meatloaf is. Pretty sure it's a band playing at Coachella this year. That's your foodie roundup. Yeah! Okay, well, we're well into summer, but I know you may have had a rough work day or work week. Things didn't go well. So I think now would be a good time to maybe get a laugh or feel better about ourselves at the expense of others. Yep, it's time for
Fuck My Life.
All right, let's take a look at some of these. And I thank you all for sending these in. You guys are brave souls. And as usual, we mention no names. The first one today, my son told his teacher that she had a nice rack. He's 4.
Fuck my life.
Today, my dad turned up drunk. Problem was, he was at an intervention for my brother's drug addiction.
Fuck my life.
Today I went shopping first thing in the morning to avoid the crowd. Having recently had surgery on my knee, I used an electric scooter to shop. Scooter died in the middle of the store. No one was around to help me. I sat there for 30 minutes.
Fuck my life.
Today my ex-mother-in-law stupidly made an offhanded comment, so I got all 3 of my kids' DNA tested. Guess what? Not one of them is mine. When I think of the thousands I spent in child support, I'll never get back. And now my own mother thinks I'm an a-hole for refusing to pay any longer.
Fuck my life.
Took my regular dump today like clockwork. Same time every single day. Unfortunately, that time is midnight.
Fuck my life.
Thought I saw a woodchuck far out in my yard. Wanted to take a cool picture. So I slowly crept closer and closer. I spent half an hour sneaking up on a log.
Fuck my life.
My son texted me that he couldn't find his phone. What? How? What? And I actually went to help him go look for it.
Fuck my life.
And finally, my mom called me by the wrong name today. And guess what? It isn't the first time. It wouldn't be so bad, except I'm her only child.
Fuck my life.
Now, tell me, you gotta feel better now, right? We thought maybe this was a joke at first, but apparently this is a thing. Somebody sent a letter to Slate.com's parenting advice column asking why parents are now encouraging their little kids to poop outside. They say they keep seeing it at public parks and playgrounds. But no, they're just going on the ground. They said parents are bringing, quote, little portable toilet bowls for their children to use. They set them up under trees within a... They're not just letting them go on the ground. What they're bringing little porta potties, little kitty ones. You know, the little kitty potty? From playgrounds and picnic areas. So their kids can use them instead of public restrooms. They say it seems kind of gross because there's no sink. Then they just go back to playing and spreading germs everywhere. So this is something that's actually common these days? And according to Slate.com writer, yeah, uh-huh. And he actually shamed the person for complaining. He says it's always been a thing, and it became more popular after COVID. Because parents don't like to bring their kids into weird, uncomfortable, horrible public bathrooms. Really? But come on, I mean, to be honest, I kind of get it. We do much worse with our children, don't we? I mean, you know you do. Letting them poop outside. Come on. You've done worse. You drug them before a long plane ride. You've done it. Post TikToks of them dropping F-bombs because it's cute. You've done it. Convince them that some rando dude in the North Pole watches their every move. We all did that one. We pack them into school buses, maybe being operated by a drunk, and pack them on carnival rides, being operated by a tweaker. No problem. We cheat while playing Candyland just to get the damn game over. We let them puke in the spaghetti pot for crying out loud. Shut up, you've done it. And I know you've stuck your thumb between two fingers to make them think you actually ripped their nose off their face. And we all have cursed the day they were born whenever we stepped barefoot on a Lego. All of these probably worse than letting them poop in public, but we do them. And of course, there's the old lie to them about the dog moving to a farm. Psst, he didn't move to a farm. Another delicious episode in the books. Thanks for joining us. And as usual, please share this podcast with 5 people. It's all I ask. All I ask. Make sure to search us elsewhere. Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, you'll find the YouTube channel, our general store where you can buy cool Crapper Creek swag, a Twitter handle, and, of course, my daily radio show on X-Rock from the top of the world. Don't miss next week's show. We will discuss Maria's perfect boobs, and they are Swedish sex championships, fun with flight delays, sleeping in separate bed, Wilson, my insane cat, and what we miss about the pandemic, all next week on the podcast. Live from Crapper Creek. We'll see you.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.